Blog Talk Radio.
I can hear joyful singing. Christmas Eve is here. The snow has stopped falling. The night is cold and clear. Off in the distance, way up there on high, Santa and his reindeer are streaking across the sky. There is something different. It's not the same somehow. Instead of a jolly ho ho ho, it's can you hear me now? Can you hear? On his cell phone, wherever it's allowed. The elves and Mrs. Santa have all gone high tech too. Now when Santa's on his rod, they'll never slide all through. There is something different, it's not the same somehow. Instead of a jolly ho ho ho, it's can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? It's not a jolly ho ho ho, it's can you hear me now? He might forget something that he's supposed to do, a special gift for someone, or for a pet or two. Then I noticed something, it gave me such a fear. He drives his sleigh one-handed, his bow flew to his ear. There is something different, it's not the same somehow. Instead of a jolly ho-ho-ho, it's can you hear me now? Can you hear? Get off course, run into a plane. Then to the authorities, he would have to explain that he was on his cell phone, lost his link somehow. Instead of a Merry Christmas, it's can you hear me now? There is something different, it's not the same somehow. Instead of a jolly ho ho ho, it's can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? It's not a jolly.
Cyber Santa, Patsy Trigg, it's a Merry Christmas when pigs fly.
Two weeks before Christmas, Santa walked out to the barn. As soon as he opened the door, he shouted with great alarm. Ooh, ooh, someone's taking my reindeer, not a single one in sight. Without my trusted reindeer, there'll be no Christmas Eve night. But Santa got another shot, he found a pig in every stall. On each door was a funny name, made Santa laugh after all. I'll be the laughing stock of Christmas, there can be no doubt. But silly, silly, funny name. Funny names I dare not shout. Pork chops, fat bat, bacon and peaky, patty cake and piggy. Oh my goodness, a ham bone and a stinky. It's a Merry Christmas and pigs fly. It's a Merry, Merry Christmas as they sail the winter sky. All dreams can come true if you really, really try. Daily practice made them perfect. Santa shouted with glee. Christmas Christmas Eve, everyone will see how smart pigs can be. Santa said tenderly, you pigs taught me to believe. The pigs flew like eagles, they flew high up over the tree. The people who looked up that night saw a pig pulling the sleigh. The entire world got shocked that night when they heard Santa say, now pork chop, now fat back, now bacon and piggy, on patty cake, on piggy, on ham bone and you too, stinky. It's a merry Christmas when pigs fly, a merry, merry Christmas when they sail the winter sky. All dreams can come true if you really, really try. It's a merry Christmas when pigs fly. It's a merry Christmas.
It's a Merry Christmas when pigs fly. Patsy Trigg, Percy the Puny Poinsettia.
Folks like the other poinsettia. Now he's alone on the shelf.
Even a plant with no arc or hat shouldn't spend Christmas Day by himself.
Holiday shoppers would stop at the counter and pick out a plant to take home. One at a time, all his friends were adopted,
leaving me here all alone.
Percy the puny poinsettia, hanging its bloom in dismay.
If they had just kept me wetter, I'd be a houseplant today.
Folks like the other poinsettia, now he's alone on the shelf.
Even a plant with no uncle or aunt shouldn't spend Christmas Day by himself. My leaves have never been redder. I'm proud of the flower can be.
Somebody made him feel better. Rescued him off of the shelf.
Even a plant with no arc or hat shouldn't spend Christmas Day by himself. Even a plant with no arc or hat shouldn't spend Christmas Day by himself.
The Puny Poinsettia, Patsy Trigg, Silver Bell the Christmas Donkey.
Have you heard the Christmas story that's going round today about a special donkey who is silver gray? She has a nose as soft as velvet, ears of enormous size, that she can hear the angels sing, comes as no surprise. Santa's reindeer heard himself leaping through the air, so now he needs lots of rest and some special care. It was almost Christmas Eve, the time was drawing near. Where can they go, who can they ask, help hold the sleigh this year? Francis said he had a friend, her name was Silver Bell. Indeed, she's dumb or beyond dispute, and there is more to tell. She hauls heavy burdens tirelessly.
loud complaint. One might even say she is a donkey saint. There's one more thing that you should know, since Prancer joyfully, this donkey carried Mary to Bethlehem from Galilee. So who could be more fitting than this donkey on this run? Yes, the vixen piping up, it would sure be fun. Nose as soft as velvet, ears of enormous size, that she can hear the angels sing, come as no surprise. So let's go together, find this donkey right away, ask her ever so politely if she'd help us in a sleigh. Of course she was willing, of this there was no doubt, isn't helping others what Christmas is about. Everything was perfect, the harness fit just right. The sleigh was full of presents as they went out into the night. Now you might hear a brand new sound on Christmas Eve this year. A silver gray donkey's bray, resounding loud and clear. Nose as soft as velvet, ears of enormous size, that she can hear the angels sing, comes as no surprise. Probably won't make the news with headlines big and bold. That's why I'm telling you today, just thought you'd like to know. On Christmas Eve this year, when the air is bright and clear, listen, you might hear a silver gray donkey bray, our little silver bell. Nose as soft as velvet, ears of enormous size, that she can hear the angels sing, comes as no surprise.
Silver Bell, the Christmas donkey, Patsy Trigg. Hello, Marie Bantalan in the Philippines. Hope you like this next one. It's a funny one. It's by the Little Stinkers. I farted on Santa's lap and now my Christmas is gonna stink. Here we go.
Mommy beans for dinner. No, I ate them all. Said, come get your coat on. Going to the mall. Gonna visit Santa. Sit upon his knee. But all that I could think about was how not to cut the cheese. Waiting there for Santa. Thought that I'd explode. The gas bubble grew bigger with every ho, ho, ho. Tried my best to hide it. That I was doing swell. But when I sat down on Santa's lap, he hollered, what's that smell?
I put it on Santa's lap.
Across the world. A merry, merry Christmas.
Hey, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I'm singing this song for all of you. Yeah. Can't wait to see all the boys and girls. Yeah. And the families across the world. See Rudolph with your nose so bright. Won't you guys stand and say tonight? Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. It's something about this time that makes me want to say,
all the kids outside singing Frosty the Snowman. Let's come on in and trim the tree. Yeah, no other place I'd rather be. Listen, the mistletoe is hanging for the right one, y'all. So you better not walk under it. Is coming to town. Yeah. In this time of year, makes me want to sing.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, how I love this time of year.
Merry Christmas.
Bucky the one-eyed reindeer, well, he used to lead Santa's sleigh until he got fired and then he retired. Now he's old, half blind and gray. Bucky, the one-eyed reindeer, he led the pack before Rudolph's time. He had honor and scruples, and he had two pupils until that fateful night. It took the rails right off the sled, then Santa nearly broke his head. The balls got smashed, the reindeers got trashed, and the very next year the stock market crashed. Poor Bucky, unlucky. That reindeer team never ever flew together again. Without warning, no Christmas morning. Some say it was an act of reindeer aggression. Others say it led us to the Great Depression. Bucky, the one-eyed reindeer, lost a reindeer eye that day. And now he's retired in Boca Raton, where he's old, half blind and gray.
Oh, you elves, get off of my lawn.
I want for Christmas, Santa, you got it. What I need for Christmas, Santa, you got it. All I'm asking for Christmas is just a little crisp.
Just a little crisp.
Oh, I love how your beard feels against my cheek.
Just a little crisp. Just a little crisp.
Oh, I've been thinking of you, Santa, all night long. While you're delivering gifts the whole world round. But on the 26th, if you have time, Santa, I need a little crisp.
Just a little crisp.
Just a little crisp.
Just a little.
You know where my chimney is,
just
Santa.
Just a little crisp. Just a little crisp.
Hey, I'm all forgiven, but I like to receive a little kringle just for me. So give me my presents when you stop by. Oh, did I say bye? Just a little crisp, oh Santa. Letter to Santa Claus. Dear Santa, I don't want any gifts or presents or any nonsense like that. No, I just want an autographed picture of you in your red long johns. Oh, your kisses, sweeter than holly, under the mistletoe, we'll be so jolly. All I want you to do for me is trim my tree,
tree, tree, tree, tree, tree, tree, tree, tree. Just a little crisp, just a little crisp.
K-R-I-N-G-L-E, Santa's what it means to me. Y-U-M-M-E-E-E, yummy, Santa, please. Consider an alternative lifestyle. Nothing wrong with
just
that.
A little crisp, just a little crisp. I'm just a little crisp.
In my tree, 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 tree.
Take it back for shopping days, let's do
go. And what tickets, dear old Uncle Joe? And now I'm wandering round the store. My head, it hurts and my feet are sore. I'm stuck in traffic.
Oh no.
I'll go to Walmart, they never close. That guy took my parking place.
That
Christmas Day.
You better wrap it.
don't get the name tags wrong.